7. United Administration. From time to time, the Avonal Sons of Paradise come to the inhabited worlds for judicial actions, but the first Avonal to arrive on a magisterial mission inaugurates the fourth dispensation of an evolutionary world of time and space. On some planets where this magisterial son is universally accepted, he remains for one age, and thus the planet prospers under the joint rulership of three sons, the planetary prince, the material son, and the magisterial son, the latter two being visible to all the inhabitants of the realm. Before the first magisterial son concludes his mission on a normal evolutionary world, there has been effected the union of the educational and administrative work of the planetary prince and the material son. This amalgamation of the dual supervision of a planet brings into existence a new and effective order of world administration. Upon the retirement of the magisterial son, the planetary atom assumes the outward direction of the sphere. The material son and daughter thus act jointly as planetary administrators until the settling of the world in the era of light and life, whereupon the planetary prince is elevated to the position of planetary sovereign. During this age of advanced evolution, Adam and Eve become what might be called joint prime ministers of the glorified realm. As soon as the new and consolidated capital of the evolving world has become well established, and just as fast as competent subordinate administrators can be properly trained, sub-capitals are founded on remote land bodies and among the different peoples. Before the arrival of another dispensational sun, from 50 to 100 of these sub-centers will have been organized. The planetary prince and his staff still foster the spiritual and philosophic domains of activity. Adam and Eve pay particular attention to the physical, scientific, and economic status of the realm. Both groups equally devote their energies to the promotion of the arts, social relations, and intellectual achievements. By the time of the inauguration of the fifth dispensation of world affairs, a magnificent administration of planetary activities has been achieved. Mortal existence on such a well-managed sphere is indeed stimulating and profitable. And if Urantians could only observe life on such a planet, they would immediately appreciate the value of those things which their world has lost through embracing evil and participating in rebellion. Presented by a secondary Lanonandek son of the Reserve Corps.